Sitting in the front row of the auditorium, I noticed that Clinton seemed to be rewriting the speech during the long introductory remarks. When he spoke, however, he used the text we had given him, and I followed along with my copy. Then my text ended, and the president did not. He stepped out from behind the podium and leaned on it and smiled down at me. My stomach dropped, because we had seen him do this before and knew what it meant. He was about to wing it, to ad-lib in a way that would either get us all in trouble or be the best part of the speech, or both. What we are seeing here, as any military person in the audience can tell you, goes back to the dawn of time. An offensive weapon is developed, and it takes time to develop the defense. He talked of bows, arrows, castles, moats. Then he noted how things were different, because of the speed with which change is occurring, and technology was evolving. New offensive technologies were being developed, and defenses were not yet available. The president appealed to the audience to use the funds he sought to get our best scientific minds to close the gap between the introduction of new weapons of terror and the creation of new defenses. The room erupted in applause. Clinton plunged into the audience and shook hands. When he got to me, he grabbed me and whispered in my ear, "You liked that ending, didn't you?" He had identified a new problem and was ramming through a major initiative to deal with it, even at a time of tight federal budgets. After the speech, Attorney General Reno, Health and Human Services Secretary Donna Shalala, and I briefed the White House press corps on all of the initiatives. I knew we had made the conceptual breakthrough when Shalala began by saying, "HHS is now a key part in the fight against terrorism." Shalala would later join me and Secretary of Defense Bill Cohen on one of a five-part series of shows on Nightline entitled Bio War, focusing on the need for homeland protection against terrorists with weapons of mass destruction. Explaining to the press about terrorism was necessary to achieve Clinton's goal of preparing, but not frightening, the public. As part of a campaign of press briefings and speeches, I agreed to bring Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes to a secret location where we had stored tons of specialized medicines and equipment for dealing with a chemical or biological attack in the mid-Atlantic region. Stahl and I also discussed Osama bin Laden on that 60 Minutes segment. I acknowledged that Al-Qaeda sought weapons of mass destruction. For years, we had been receiving raw intelligence reports and finished CIA analyses saying that Al-Qaeda was seeking chemical or nuclear weapons. When we asked for further details, however, there were none. Frustrated, in early 2001, I called Charlie Allen, who had become the Assistant Director of Central Intelligence, for collection, a kind of overall coordinator of what all U.S. intelligence agencies were doing to get information. We agreed to assemble everyone from every intelligence agency who had any responsibility for collecting or analyzing information about Al-Qaeda and weapons of mass destruction. We met in a secret location in Northern Virginia.